Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. MS commission rates edge below national average, new survey finds. A February 2026 survey shows Mississippi's average real estate commission is 5.66%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. For MS agents and brokers, this data point offers a benchmark for competitive positioning in local listing conversations. Review the full survey data at listwithclever.com/average real estate commission-Mississippi. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. New Mississippi Property Record Search Tool centralizes deeds, liens, and permit data. A new online platform allows users to check Mississippi property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in MS can streamline due diligence and close deals faster with centralized access to property records that previously required multiple county searches. Bookmark hcsississippi.propertychecker.com for your next transaction. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. Mississippi Public Records Online Directory, a new resource for MS real estate due diligence. The Mississippi Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records for the state. Real estate professionals in MS can use this directory to streamline title research, verify property ownership, and support transaction due diligence. Bookmark the directory at the link below for quick access to Mississippi public records during your next closing. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. MS Average Realtor Commission Rates Updated for 2026. A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Mississippi and how they can save money. MS real estate professionals need to stay current on prevailing commission expectations to remain competitive and transparent with clients. Review the full commission breakdown at www.realestatewitch.com/average real estate commission in Mississippi/ to inform your pricing conversations. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. City of Jackson streamlines building permits for MS real estate pros. The City of Jackson Department of Planning and Development now offers building permit services on a single page, advancing inclusive planning that supports sustainable neighborhoods and equitable growth. MS real estate professionals can now navigate Jackson's permitting process more efficiently, reducing project delays and improving deal timelines for development and transactions in the capital city. Bookmark Jackson's consolidated permits page to streamline your next project. /jacksonms-igovernment/city-department/planning-and-developments-office-of-code-services/building-permit/. Mississippi real estate updates. ProntoWeb Real Property Tax Inquiry available for MS Real Estate Pros. ProntoWeb offers an online real property tax inquiry portal where users can view receipts with a browser cache clearing option available if receipts fail to display. Real estate professionals in MS can quickly verify property tax status and access receipts online, streamlining due diligence and client transactions. Access the portal at https://dsms/customer-portal/clear-your-browser-cache if you encounter display issues. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MS jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some MS jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window, Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption,